Listening Library presents Denton Little's Death Date. This is the author, Lance Rubin. 1. I don't think this is my bed. It's hard to know for sure, as my head is in excruciating pain, but there's something about this bed that doesn't feel like me. It's got extra fluff. This is disappointing. I had a very clear vision for how the day of my funeral would start, and it involved waking up in my own bed. I would yawn and stretch like a well-rested comic strip character as the smell of bacon wafted up from downstairs. "There's so much bacon down here!" my stepmom would shout. But instead, I'm swiping at my skull to make sure there aren't any knives sticking out of it as I listen to the voice of some lady who's not my stepmom talking about something that is not bacon. "Nothing yet," she says from out in the hallway. "Yes, trust me, I know this is important." Ow! Something's lumped up under my back. Possibly my old faithful companion, Blue Bronto. Maybe this is my bed after all. Nope. It's a pink koala. I have never owned a pink koala. "Well, I'm doing everything I can," the woman in the hallway says. "Of course, it's Paolo's mom. I'm in Paolo's house." I make a half-hearted attempt at sitting up, and as the room slowly spins, I look around. My eye lands on a poster for the National Sarcasm Society. "Like we need your support," it reads under the logo. This is not Paolo's room. It's a room I've been in approximately 3 times before. The room of Paolo's older, but not by much, sister, Veronica. So, I just woke up.